Ted Berg of USA Today. Ted, how are you this Friday?
Doing well, Rich. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Top of the world. A beautiful day here in the state of Maine. Baseball headed towards some pennant races, some that may well be over already. But I wanted to start by talking about some individual players. And is it possible that even after missing what will be about a quarter of the season, that Mike Trout could still be the MVP?
You know, I think there's a chance he can be the most valuable player. I don't think there's a way he wins the award. I think it'll take, a big fall off from Jose Altuve and Aaron Judge to continue sort of playing at this lower level for Trout to actually win over those votes. I think, you know, like I said, there's a case to be made if you look at stats that he has been or will be, I think, by the end of the year, more valuable than those guys. But actually taking that hardware when you've missed almost 50 games, I think, is a tough thing to do.
So if it's not Mike Trout, who in the American League, is it a guy like Jose Altuve who's having such a remarkable year?
Yeah, I think Altuve is the guy. You know, it's the type of thing where there's an aspect, I think, of a lifetime achievement award to it, even though he's such a young guy, because he has been so good. Also because he has been, you know, clearly the best player on the team that has been for the whole season, really the best in the American League in the Houston Astros. So that makes sense. And then, you know, if Aaron Judge picks it back up and starts homering like he did in the first half and winds up with 50 or 52 or whatever, I think there's a way he gets it as well. But, you know, Altuve plays much better defense, a defensive premium position, and just, you know, the Astros have been such a good story this year.
As far as the Red Sox go, everybody I talked to in Boston says there's no question the team MVP is Chris Sale. Every once in a while, a pitcher will win that award, but it seems like while he might get some votes, that could be a tall order.
You know, I honestly don't think it's outrageous for the considering the season that Sale has had this year. Remember, Justin Verlander won that a few years back. Usually, for a pitcher to win the award, you need the pitcher to have a sensational season, both by, I think, traditional and sort of the new stats people look at. Sale has been probably a little bit swayed toward, the stats that today's, like, you know, more stat heavy analysts like than necessarily ERA, because it is an offensive season. I think if it was something down in the low twos, maybe people would be talking MVP. As it is, I think there's just too many good offensive players, because that's the other component of it, is usually it means there's been no exceptional player on the other side of the ball to win the MVP.
It's a big series getting underway tonight. Red Sox at Yankees. Sox have a 4.5-game lead there in the East. Who do you think ends up winning that division?
I think it's the Sox. You know, I would have said the Sox coming into the season. Obviously, for a minute there, the Yankees looked pretty darn good. But with some of their young guys sort of falling back to earth a little bit, you start looking at the seasons a bunch of different players were having in the first half, and thinking, is that really a sustainable thing? And I think you see, you know, yeah, a bunch of Yankees were probably playing a little bit over their heads, whereas I think the Red Sox were hanging in there despite really underperforming in many ways. And so I think now you're seeing sort of the talent levels even out there.
We're talking with Ted Berg of USA Today. In the National League, will we, if we haven't already, forget at some point soon that the Cubs struggled at all in the first half of the season?
You know, I think we might. I mean, that race is shaping up to be better than I thought it would be. Every time it feels like the Cubs are ready to sort of step on the pedal and pull away, they struggle again. They've been struggling recently, and then, you know, Wilson Contreras has been, you know, possibly their MVP or one of their most valuable players this season behind the plate. Remember, they cut Miguel Montero already, who was their backup catcher, and now Contreras is banged up. He hurt his hamstring. He's going to be out for a while. So it's not, I mean, it's not a runaway. I thought it would be, certainly by this point, one of these, like the Easter or even the West, where one team was out in front, but, now you've got four teams, within three games in that division. So I think that's the division race that looks like the most exciting one for me.
The Dodgers seem to be playing a different game than everybody else in Major League Baseball this year.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if you look back, I think you go back to mid-April when they started out 10-12. Since then, they're winning at a pace that would win like 126 games across the course of the season. As it is, even including that rough stretch at the beginning, you know, they're right near the pace for 116 wins like the Mariners had a few years back, which would be the record. This is, I think, one of the, you know, easily one of the best and deepest, especially, teams I've ever seen. You look at their pitching staff. They've had nine different guys start games for them, and even, you know, outside of Julio Urias, who was 20 years old when he was doing it, basically everybody who started a game for them has been good, and they've managed to succeed with Kershaw hurt now, and you know, rotating guys through the disabled list. I think that's allowed them to keep some arms fresh, even. And then on the offensive side of the ball, they don't have a bad hitter in their lineup, and it seems like they just, you know, it's this perfect mix of sort of veterans and young guys and guys in their prime, and you know, we just saw them come through New York and do their thing here. It seems like a really confident team, and it seems like a team that can, you know, make a run at that single season wins record.
They've got so much talent there, but how much credit should go to Dave Roberts for this?
A ton. I think he's sometimes a frustrating manager to watch, just because he is so reliant on the platoon matchups and the mid-inning pitching changes and such. But I think he is one of the best managers in the game. He comes off as an extremely smart guy, and the players love him. You know, Kenley Jansen just this week was saying, you know, they like Don Mattingly. He wasn't knocking Don Mattingly, but he said Roberts has just changed the culture. Everybody is looser and more themselves. You know, Yasiel Puig, a guy who had created so many problems, and still will have his moments even today, you know, has sort of settled in and just become, they've let him just do his thing, and everybody kind of deals with Puig how he is in the clubhouse and not trying to change him. And I think everybody just sort of appreciates the various liberties they get.
If we assume the Dodgers are going to get to the World Series, and it sure looks that way, what would be the best matchup for them in a World Series? What team?
Huh. I mean, if you're looking at the American League teams, it's tough because, you know, I hate to say it's the Astros, but when I do look at the postseason, you can roll the dice and predict games better, I think, than any expert, just by getting lucky, because seven baseball games don't say much of anything. But I tend to pick the teams with the best and deepest starting rotation. And so in that, I think the Indians and Red Sox do have an advantage over the Astros in that league. Now, the Astros have the best offense in the majors and will score a ton of runs, and maybe they score a ton of runs off you know, whoever's in the Sox rotation. But are they gonna put up enough runs to beat a team with Chris Sale going in two games of a seven game series? That's hard to imagine. And if Dallas Keuchel's not fully right, I don't know that they have a guy to match.
Ted, is there any way we can get Joe West to say mean things about other players and get him out even longer?
I don't know. I try to go easy on umpires, but it does seem like Joe West, I think, almost likes the attention. I think, you know, from how it seems, you'd almost rather it's almost like he likes the press that comes with, or the attention that comes with the suspension, I guess. I don't know. He does seem like a contentious guy, but I guess when you've been doing it for that long, you know, why not? I mean, you can afford to get in a player's space sometimes.
We've told you before, you're one of our favorite follows on Twitter, not just baseball, but tweeting about life and the important things. And this observation from yesterday that I thought was outstanding, you tweeted, "Young guy baseball scouts dress like pro golfers. Old guy baseball scouts dress like dudes who'll have one too many at a Jimmy Buffett show." That's perfect.
Yeah. You know, I was up this weekend at the Cape Cod League, checking out some of the games up there, and you see a lot of scouts in that circuit. And so you get a pretty good sense of the dress code. I mean, there was one guy who was literally dressed exactly like Tiger Woods, like Tiger on a Sunday. You know, red polo shirt, black pants, with the Nike hat pulled down low. So I couldn't stop thinking about it.
It's brilliant. Ted Berg, USA Today. Follow him on Twitter as well. Ted, always great talking with you. Thanks for making time this afternoon.
No problem, Rich. Thanks for having me.